Hello and welcome to Gen X, Y, and I, a conversation with three generations of positive people featuring Real World Dar.
That is me.
Millennial Jen.
That's me.
And not so silent Bob.
Hi.
We'll make you laugh, we'll make you think, and we'll always end on a happy note. This episode is brought to you in part by Breakwater Federal Credit Union in Houghton, Michigan. They have a special offer for our listeners. Come in for a consumer loan, mention this podcast, and they will waive the $100 processing fee. Limit one per person, membership required, and all loans are subject to credit approval. In our opening episode of Season 3, we're going to start with a couple life updates.
All right. What's been up, y'all?
How long's it been? 6 years?
Feels like a long time.
I know people have been missing us.
That's, I know.
It's been a hot minute, yeah?
Yeah, yeah. So, I don't know. If you are a subscriber to our Facebook page or anything like that, you know that our great, wonderful friend Jen is leaving us. We're still not over it.
It's hard to say I'm leaving because I'm somehow still here.
Yeah, we looped her in.
Now I'm coming for guest episodes this season, it sounds like. So I'm not a regular.
You're unleaded.
I'm a fill-in.
You're regular unleaded.
Okay.
I don't know, whatever
unleaded.
That means.
And hopefully in the future, too.
Yes.
Oh, I'm not booted off the podcast forever.
You always have an open door.
Okay, wonderful.
But don't let the door hit you on the way out.
I got it. You know, I got in this. So when I made the decision, I did make the decision. I know I'm not getting... I didn't get broken up with. I guess I was the one that broke up with you.
Yeah. It's better to break up than to get broken up with, so...
I don't know. It still hurts. Like, yeah. When I... I don't know if you look at the season three, you know, the cover of the podcast episode, when my cartoon face got removed and a big giant Y went up, I'm like, this hurts. This hurts really bad. Because I always dreamed of being a cartoon. And then when my cartoon got taken off the podcast cover,
I felt it real
deep in my soul. But I'm actually really excited because now you're going to be bringing on guests for season three, and I'm super excited for you to
bring on.
We
have to get creative. Like, it takes 7 people to replace Jen.
Yeah. Tell my husband that, okay?
He knows it.
Okay.
But you know, I mean, what we miss sometimes is the humor that you bring to us, and also the drama.
Oh yeah. Animation.
You know, yeah.
The truth.
Yeah, and she's not afraid to say whatever she wants to say either.
She's a true millennial, y'all.
Yeah, no filter millennial. That's
no
me.
No filter.
No filter.
That is it. So tell the audience, you know, why you're leaving us and why you're breaking up with us. And what's going on in your life. And then Bob and I will give an update too. So
sure. So, well, the podcast started during the pandemic in 2020, and I had lost my job. And Dar's like, hey, I have an idea. And so we started this podcast. And during that time, I was also kind of exploring, like, who do I want to be? What do I want to be when I grow up? Because you can be a millennial, be 40, and still think you're a child. So I spent some time trying to figure out what to do with my life. And I did start graduate school, and I'm going to school to be a psychotherapist.
Congratulations. That's a
big deal. Yeah. So I've been in school since November 2021, and I decided to leave season 3 because I am starting a clinical practicum. So I got a practicum in a school, so I'm going to be at a local school doing psychotherapy with children. So I'm going to be working with kids K through 12, and I still have my own 4 children. So
yes,
it just seemed like maybe too much to juggle.
Yeah. So, no question, yes.
Yeah, I just have this philosophy, like, you know, we all have this, you know, capacity, like we have a plate. And you know when you go to a buffet and you try to pack too much food on and then it starts falling off the sides? Yeah. I don't know if anyone else has that problem, but I do. So I just have to be really, like, intentional with what I pack on my plate. So.
I watch my daughter, who has 4 kids, and she's also working, and I'm thinking, I don't know how you do what you do, be honest with you. I mean, and you got little ones yet too. I mean, you got them all over the place.
Yeah.
I mean, it's so hard to balance the little one, what they want, and then the older one, and then try to do something that fits everything.
Yeah.
And then the rest of it, I mean, I guess people, maybe they don't know this about you, but you have a house here, you have a husband here, you got lots going on in your life. And
you still teach in fitness and stuff too, right?
Yeah, I still teach aerobics. Yeah. I do not. I am no longer a social media influencer, though. I can't believe you were so good at it, Jen.
Yes, you
were. No, it's so funny when you when I started school to be a therapist, all of a sudden I just got really private. Like I just kind of went into this. I would call it a cocoon. That's the best way to describe it. But I just didn't feel like being seen anymore. It's something about I don't know, something about putting on that therapist hat where I didn't want to share that. And also I have a teenage son who was like, Mom, my friends found your TikTok and I'm over it. And so I just sit there with my, you know, like I think I ended with like over a 250,000 followers. And I did work as a professional influencer for about 15 months, but I just ended my last contract this month.
Wow. So. You know, I kind of understand it because when I was going through some of the same stuff, maybe when I was...
Like being an influencer?
No.
When Bob was famous on the Instagram?
No, way back, you know, during the free speech movement and stuff like that, when I was involved, I mean, I always wanted to go ahead and get out there and be able to speak extemporaneously to thousands of people. And I never thought, I was very shy when I was growing up, you know, and so I wanted to work that through my system. I did that in college, and I got to the point where there was one big rally that we had, and I got up in front of everybody, and there was about 2,000 people there before we marched on the president's house, and I spoke, and, you know, without any notes or anything, and you know what, I got off the stage, and I stood next to the police chief, who said, Bob, if it wasn't people like you, we wouldn't allow this, which was a compliment. Mm-hmm. But I thought, after that, I thought, been there, done there, I don't want to do it again.
Yeah.
And that's what I think you're saying.
That's exactly.
Been there, done there.
That's exactly what happened.
It didn't fulfill me.
Yep.
I mean, I did it. Okay, so now what?
Yes. Yeah.
That's interesting.
I think I've learned that about all three of us. We're all kind of like we have these bucket lists and things we want to do and just experience life. And once you have that experience, you're like, check, next.
Yeah.
And that's exactly what's happened. And I apologize if that's what happened over the podcast too. It was like, I want a podcast. Been there, done that. Peace out, folks.
Oh, so. it's true to a millennial. You're just being a millennial.
Chewing through. That's what we do. Get me in 2 years and I'm out. And literally that's how long
that's
I lasted.
Exactly, yeah.
But I still love you.
But we cherish you. We thank you for just the impact that you've had on our lives personally. And
yes.
I think that we share something really special with the podcast. So you do really have an open door.
It was great getting to know you. And also, I mean, you do.
She's not dead, Bob.
I know. But
I feel like I'm listening to my own eulogy or something.
But I mean, you know, you really are very talented in so many ways. And
absolutely.
I mean, anybody who's seen any of your social media stuff can see that, you've really got something that special.
Yeah. You go, don't stop after 2 years, though.
Oh, my gosh. If I went to school, actually, my program is 3 years. So if I get through school, there's something that I got 3 years under my belt. And I have been married for 15 years. So I do know I have a little bit of staying power.
Yes, you do.
But I am selective. But thank you for your words. I'm shocked I'm not crying. I think going to school to be a therapist has helped me regulate some of those emotions I have.
Well, I think you also, Jen, will be an amazing therapist because I think so often people don't laugh enough. And I know that they're very serious moments of people's lives, but I think your personality will make people feel safe and comfortable to share and for you to be able to genuinely help them.
Just so you don't start laughing when they're saying something serious.
No, you have to actually practice your face and learn how to like turn off all your expressions. And it's a tough gig, but yes, I try to just be warm and there and someone to just listen. But anyway, I'm done talking about me. I'm done being, I'm trying to work through this self-centered thing, so I kind of want to.
I could just say, you did what? Really? Oh, my gosh.
I mean, there
I
are times.
You did that.
No,
in her head.
There are times where I literally, I'll be working with a client and they'll say something and I'm like, don't show it on your face. Don't show it on your face. Like, you are in shock, but don't show it on your face. So, yeah.
What a journey. I mean, I think at least I've seen you metamorphosize at least 3 or 4 times, like from your career services days to really intensely with the fitness, working out and podcast and influencer and now this. And so, and then consistently being an amazing mom and wife too.
Oh,
so
thank you guys.
And daughter.
Oh, I filled my bucket today, hey?
Yeah. So thanks for joining us, and thanks for being here.
And we did 27 episodes together.
Yeah.
I think I have.
Bob's not counting
upright.
At all.
Yeah, I didn't notice. Okay, let's move on for me.
Okay, well, Bob, you want to do a quick life update? What's going on with you?
Well, let's see. I mean, we've been kind of trying to keep up with it a little bit for those of you who subscribe to our email reminder list. So we've kind of updated people a little bit, and we've been traveling, which I love traveling.
Around we've been gallivanting the nation, is what Bob is doing.
And talk about gallivanting! I know I'm not wanting to take any steam away from you, but you were really gallivanting too. I mean, it's been really busy, and I've got 4 grandkids, and I love being with them. And we just did a Bopo Day. Yesterday.
Aww. So Bopo is Bob's name for being a...
My oldest grandson, the 16-year-old, tagged me with the name Bopo.
All right.
And it stuck. So with my grandkids, I'm not known as Grandpa. I'm known as Bopo. And I mean, I wanted to be called Gramps.
Uh-huh.
But when this oldest one wanted to go, he started calling me Grammy. Or Grandma, I thought, I'm good with Bopo. Yeah.
I'm going to have to talk to Isaac about
really,
that one.
He was really little, but he, yeah.
Oh, okay.
When he's little and couldn't get it together.
So I thought, you know what, Bopo's better than Grammy.
Yeah. All right. And now there's like Grandma Lee, so I just endorsed them. But anyway, so.
And how about you?
Good. Life is good. I am in the home stretch of this Ding dong PhD, and I am so over it.
Tell us how you really feel.
I'm no quitter, so I got to just keep fighting for it. But Derek and I just celebrated 2 years.
Oh my gosh, it went so fast
for
me.
Yes, and we cruised. We went on a cruise to Coco Cay Island in Bahamas and had a good time. And I just, like, I'm like, oh, let's go, let's try this. And he's like, I just want to sleep. So I tried to balance the activities, but yeah. And so things are good. A lot of fun things in our life and future. It might also mean that we might be in Houghton a little longer than we planned.
Yes.
Oh, this is news to me.
Yeah. So there's a new job on the horizon for Derek. And so we might be in Houghton longer than
I'm going to take him sledding next winter then.
Good
I'm
luck.
Do you know I finally found a winter sport?
What is it?
Tennis. They have an indoor court, and I can play all winter long, and it's a dream.
I love it. I love it.
I want to do one of the, like at Mount Ripley, they've got that sled thing.
Yeah,
I've been wanting to do that.
Oh, tubing, you mean.
Yeah, tubing.
Oh, so fun.
And Derek and I could tube together.
Okay. It sounds like a bonding experience
for
the
we're going to try it.
I hope I'm tubing at 80, Bob. You are an inspiration to me. I hope I'm tubing at 50.
I mean, truly, Bob can outrun us both because he moves
wow,
and shakes.
Wow, that's great.
Thank you, guys.
I actually just quit the podcast because I heard Dar might move, and I'm like, season 3 is going to be the end, and I can't cry it out. So but if you're staying, why am I leaving?
you have an open door, but let the door hit you on the way
out. All right. Well, it sounds like everyone is doing well.
Yeah. And thank you all for continuing to support us and listen to us. And we're excited. We have some really, really fun episodes for season 3. So
we want to hear from you, too.
Yes, definitely.
Now, Bob did mention that there is a email newsletter that gets sent out monthly since I left. You guys really have been on the ball. So if you want access to that, you can actually subscribe to the newsletter, right?
Yes, yes. And you could do that in basically you could let me know through our email address. Since I have access to that now, I could take it off of there and include you in the list.
Does that mean you learned how to use Gmail, Bob?
Yes.
Way to go. All right.
I don't like it, but I'm using it.
That's awesome.
Thanks for listening. If you have any suggestions that you'd like us to discuss, you can email us at genxyandi@gmail.com. Also, let us know what you think of the episodes. We love hearing from you. You can find us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, Apple Podcast, Audioboom, or your podcast platform of choice. Thanks again to our wonderful sponsors, REO Acoustics, Upper Peninsula Audiology, and Breakwater Federal Credit Union.